Heavenly Father, you show us the wonder of your love for us in Jesus Christ through the Bible. Help us to understand it with our minds, feel it in our hearts, and apply it in our lives. For his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
Can I just check that you might be able to hear me at the back? Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. 40 years ago, when our daughter was about a year old, Colin and I used to play squash regularly. We often played in the evening. To avoid having a babysitter, one of us would go and play, and on their return, the other one would go. And on this particular evening, Colin went out first, and while I waited, I watched a program which was about making preparations in the event of a nuclear war. It terrified me. By the time Colin returned, I was convinced we needed to build a shelter in the garden ASAP. I was really convinced that that was what we should do. I was in tears and he couldn't console me. I asked him to phone my opponent to say I was ill and couldn't play. He wouldn't do that. So I phoned and told the gentleman that my uncle had died. Actually, that was true, but it was 20 years earlier. We laugh about it now, but actually, I was completely paralysed with fear. I really was convinced that we needed this nuclear bunker in our garden as soon as possible. Neither of us were Christians at the time, but 7 years later on, when we moved back here to this area, we both made a commitment to follow Jesus through the loving ministry of Clive and Sue Williams, who were here at the time. Now, I'd love to be able to tell you that 32 years on, I have no fears, but that'd be an absolute lie. I have many. But what I will say is that God has taught me and is still teaching me how to deal with fear and anxiety, especially in a crisis. I'll be honest and say that because I haven't preached for a while, I had a certain amount of fear about preaching today. But when I read the scriptures for today, and that Max had put down the theme as "Do not be afraid," I really felt prompted, because I don't do this often, but I don't really know what a concordance is. It lists lots of all the verses in the Bible, and it shows you how many times they appear. It's really great if you can't remember a particular verse. So I picked up my concordance, and I went through it, and I found in this section where it says, I think I just looked up afraid, and in that section, with those exact words, "do not be afraid," there were 80 to 90 passages. And I know there are a lot more with slight variations on the words. So I thought, God really wants us to hear those words. Do not be afraid. And that really spoke to me. Our enemy, Satan, doesn't want us to obey God and to be free to serve him. He doesn't want us to trust God regardless of our circumstances. Our enemy's desire is that we remain paralyzed or trapped by our fears, whatever they may be. But with prayer and the help of the Holy Spirit reminding us of God's word, his promises, and of who we are in Christ, we can overcome them. In our gospel reading today, we hear the story of Jesus' miraculous birth from the perspective of Joseph. And in verse 20, it says, when Joseph was considering divorcing Mary quietly, and this was because Joseph thought that she'd been unfaithful, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And then just moving on to verse 24, we hear what he did. So when he woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary as his wife. Joseph, we are told, was righteous, a good Jew, law-abiding, upright, honest, decent, God-fearing. But that doesn't mean to say he had no fear about the situation. It was a momentous decision for Joseph to go against the Jewish civil law, which said not only that he had the right to divorce Mary, thinking that she was, or assuming that she was unfaithful, but also the Jewish authorities could have stoned Mary. Of course, he was afraid. Otherwise, God wouldn't have told him not to be. But the visitation from an angel to Joseph completely changed his view of things and his future. Although he knew taking Mary as his wife could be humiliating, but he chose to obey God's command. And I think this is a wonderful example of courage, obedience, and trust in God. Joseph and Mary, like many other people who had gone before them in the Bible, could not have known the far-reaching implications of their decision to put their, well, sorry, to take that step of, huge step of faith in God. Did they know at that time what it really meant that Jesus would save his people from their sins? I'm not sure that they did. Did Abraham really believe God when he said that he would be the father of many nations, as far-reaching as 2019? No, of course he didn't. In fact, last week we heard that he was about to sacrifice his own, well, his flesh son, or his blood son, on the altar on the mountain, so that God provided a ram instead. But we see that Isaac is in Jesus' genealogy. So when we see today, with the benefit of 3,500 years of biblical history before us, God's amazing plan for the salvation of the whole world, for you, for me, surely we are humbled at their obedience, or Joseph and Mary's obedience, and their trust in God, despite their fears. And doesn't this challenge us to face our fears? And I know that we all have them. God knows that we all have them. And will we allow him, God, our God who loves us, to heal us so that we can be obedient and follow wherever he leads us? And I just wonder what fears we might be dealing with. We may have fear of death. We may fear for the future, for our children and grandchildren. We may have fear about our health. We may have fear of failure. We may have fear of change. Those two things, I think, were perhaps the fear of failure for me, that's a really big one. Loneliness. We may fear about the result of Brexit or the future of this church. How do we deal with our fears? Now, I found in this instance, having looked up all those scriptures, it took me a while, but I looked them all up, where it said, do not be afraid, that my faith, by reading each one of them, as I went on, I could feel my faith growing and building. And by the time I finished looking them all up, I felt an absolute peace. And that's the living word of God that can do that for us. I was a bit surprised that doing that had that real, really strong effect. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan, he used the word of God against Satan, and Satan left. If you remember, he kept using the same words, it is written, and he used the scriptures. In other words, Paul said this, if Jesus did that, then how much more should we do it? But this shouldn't be something we do when we're anxious or in a time of trial or temptation. God's command to Joshua was, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. We really need to know our scriptures because they are the word of God. So let's allow God to build up our faith by reading and using his word. And I really hope that you have all taken up Max's challenge to read the whole of Matthew's Gospel, because I believe we might be spending quite a few weeks looking at it. The thing is, whatever fear we have, God doesn't want us to have it. He wants us to remember, above all, how much he loves us and wants the best for us. He wants us to trust him as our loving Heavenly Father, which is what he is, and to know that he is always with us, whether we feel like it or not. We need to remember that Jesus is the Lord who saves, and that he is also Emmanuel, God with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He wants us to be bold and strong, as we heard in the reading from Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. When God calls us as individuals and as a church to do something for him that seems difficult or beyond us, let's not shrink back with fear, but take up his challenge, knowing that he loves us and we are part of his plan, whatever that may be at the time. And there's a piece of scripture which I use quite often. I can do all things from Philippians. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Our future is safe in God's hands. So do not be afraid.